Oh, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. The last daily editorial of this week and Friday. I wanted to get this out before the end of the week because we are getting an update from Orin Resources. I am chatting with the executive chairman, Ivan Bebek. Now, Ivan, I want to follow up on news that actually hit just this morning regarding Orin receiving a bridge loan commitment for $6 million. Now, this will help fund the near-term corporate and working capital, including drilling on Sombrero and some of the other projects. Please just take us through how this bridge loan came together and what the funds are going to be used for.
Absolutely. We're at an interesting point of the market. The commodities have finally tipped their hat that we're headed back towards the bull market, led by gold and silver. And, we took this small bridge loan on to accommodate us for the time it's taken us to get through a few major catalysts for us. We've talked openly about the potential to monetize certain assets. It's something that becomes a lot more plausible in rising metal prices, if the price is right. And secondly, from that, as you know, we're waiting very patiently for drill permits in Peru and further access to other parts of the Sombrero project. So it's been a very busy month for us. A lot of things are delayed in terms of huge catalysts that we think will come together in the next 30 to 60 days. And I think that the bridge loan is a very intelligent way to finance ourselves, especially after a sell-off in our share price. We did it with a very large supportive shareholder who's been an active, investor in the marketplace and is protecting it for the same reason we'd all want to not see a highly dilutive funding down at these prices. It gives us enough time to achieve a lot of milestones that we've talked about for the last 6 to 8 months. So it's an exciting time for us, and it seemed to be the most logical way to protect dilution for shareholders.
Well, you know what? It does, at least right now, complete that hurdle that a lot of people were mentioning when it came to Orin saying that they do need some money to complete their drill programs, especially in Peru. And just to further some details on the bridge loan, it's going to be in two tranches. So the first tranche of $3 million should be, or at least it's targeted for right around the corner, September 12th. That will just up the company's cash position. Let's talk about that potential asset sale, though. You mentioned rising and gold environment makes, you would think, asset sales a bit more plausible and even at better prices. But hey, we still haven't seen any asset sales. So what updates can you give us here?
Yeah, I think if you listen to when we first started mentioning asset sales, gold was around 1360, and then it made a pretty good nosedive down to 1280. And if you're trying to sell anything in that market, it's not going to be easy. I don't care how good of a salesperson you may be or how good the asset is. It's not a seller's market. The move through 1500 and the new paradigm for gold that started, I mean, if the asset sales don't materialize anytime soon, and you look out, 12 months from now where gold is, I think the unanimous decision across the board is substantially higher, and one could only look forward to much higher asks on those asset sales in terms of pricing, right? So that being said, I think moving metal prices, selling an asset in that commodity is a tremendously opportunistic time for both parties to possibly do something. So, we wait with anticipation for that to be a catalyst if it potentially happens in the next little while. Outside of that, I will say that, we applied for our permits to go drill Sombrero, a copper gold system in Peru, and, everyone's waiting for a meaningful update there. I think the market's going to be, pretty pleased this quarter with some pretty big advancements in that permit. We've described it as being on schedule. There's no complaints we have about the process. We're very well managed within it. We don't have any kind of unspoken about delays or hurdles that people aren't aware of. We just have updates that the process is moving ahead, as expected. So I think that those are two big catalysts that would really drive us. And, we did acquire something recently, which we briefly spoke about, called Sambalai. Silver, big silver numbers, silver gold on one side and porphyry potential on the other. I think that there's a lot of precious metal stuff to come out of Peru that we haven't spoken about yet, and the market will get a chance to hear about it this fall, as well as our $800,000 program at Homestake this summer. We stepped away from the 1.2 million ounces of 7.5 grams gold silver equivalent to go and find, another deposit like that or two. And we focused on two areas where we've seen, 500 grams silver and, almost ounce material in gold. And so, we're looking forward to the results of those programs to paint some major blue sky for that project. But it's been really busy, and something we haven't spoken about much is drill results pending from Committee Bay. I think people forgot we drilled it this summer, and we didn't do a big program. We kind of did it last minute when gold started to move, but we drilled 7 holes, and we will get the results back between now and mid-October, likely in the first 2 weeks of October. And, I describe this project as the drilling is more of a lottery, because we've predicted years where we've saw core or rocks that we thought would be dead and they ran 5-gram material. We've seen rocks that we thought should have the holy grail of discoveries and it ran, you know, 1.5 meters, 8 grams. So it's really impossible to speculate on the core up there, but it's exciting to know that we might have a potential major gold discovery on the Committee Bay Gold Belt coming out in October. So it's just a really busy Q4 for us, and I think we're really well positioned to leverage off of the rising metal prices finally, both with discoveries and the possible monetization of assets that are not our primary focus.
Okay, so a potential lot of Q4 catalysts there. Just another quick follow-up on that Committee Bay drilling, though. What is that strategy of those 7 holes that you pumped in there? It is pure exploration, right?
Yeah, every time you go up there, it is pure exploration. There's one hole that offsets the last year's better hole as we move south on something called Ivic, was 13 meters of 1.5 grams. Not enough gold is where that fell into, but these systems have a lot of variability. So we drilled about 100 meters away from that. And then we went further down the trend, 400 meters down and another 1.5 kilometers down. And we've hit some, holes of interest with big gold signatures on surface. And, we are cautiously optimistic that there's another chance there that they could deliver. We did try the AI target, one of the AI targets, so we didn't really give that a fair shake, but we kind of did a pilot program before we go up there and spend, millions of dollars to drill a bunch of AI targets. You want to refine and see how well it's working, so we'll get information from that as well. If it works extremely well, then it's going to give us a chance to, have something really meaningful that's helping us target up there considerably. So, an exciting year for Committee Bay, muted in the marketplace, I'd say for sure. However, let's see what the results say. And going into this gold market and potentially a $1,700, $2,000 gold market, it's one of the largest gold belts in the world with high grade from one end to the other across 300 kilometers. It's a place where you're going to go find a giant if you get it right. So it's something we really enjoy being in our portfolio right now.
All right. One other comment, too, is regarding the exposure to the different metals that Orin has. You have exposure to copper and gold, or gold and copper, I guess I should say, with Committee Bay, as well as with Sombrero down in southern Peru. But the new acquisition has also brought in silver. Can you discuss the balance between the exposure to now gold, copper, and silver?
Yeah, I think, naturally, we're gold bugs, and gold was our focus. And, when you look to go find big mines, sometimes you get surprised with a different metal that is in that same category of things you like. And, the one we haven't spoken much about as of lately is the silver. Silver is pretty prevalent in the Homestake deposit, and there's a big silver target we believe will come out of the work we did this summer. Sambalai, the second project in Peru that we acquired, has, I don't know how many, but probably 8 or 9 or 10 samples from 0.5 kilo to 14 kilo silver in it. It has a big silver footprint, 2 by 3 kilometers, in the soils and around these high-grade silver numbers. And so there's a lot of room for a big silver discovery from us in Peru. We haven't spoken much about that. And, without saying too much, I think, Sombrero is a big land position. We've been working down in the southern claims as well as we're waiting on permits for the northern claims, and we're finding a lot of exciting things, and I'd say look forward to some news coming out of Sombrero as well. But when you look at us as an investor, you want to take this away. And I know the wait's been long, but to go make big discoveries, it's going to take time to do that. You're not going to make them overnight, or else everybody would be making them. What you need to do is you need to look at what is your exposure. You have copper, gold, and silver now that are going to be 3 metals that we get significant leverage to the upside if we make those discoveries. Secondly, we have assets that are really good assets that aren't our main focus, so we can actually self-finance for the monetization of those assets. I know a lot of people are tired of me saying that, and they're asking, when is it going to happen? All I can say is use logic and metal prices, and if it doesn't happen now, it happens later at much higher prices, and that's what you can look forward to.
All right, we're going to wrap it up there. Ivan, good chatting with you. I look forward to meeting up when we are both at Beaver Creek, but nice to see that, you know what, the company does have that money to move forward with their exploration this year. And hey, still, I know a lot of people are waiting to see just what happens in terms of an asset sale and all the drilling that has been underway and could still get underway later this year. Ivan, good chatting with you. Everyone, if you have further questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and Ivan is more than happy to address those. Ivan, thanks for your time. Safe travels. See you in Beaver Creek soon.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.